World-renowned marine artist Weiland said there are two types of people, anchors and motors. You want to lose the anchors and get with the motors because the motors are going somewhere and they're having more fun. The anchors are just going to drag you down. There's not going to be any anchors on today's show. We've got Glenn Damon. He's the author of Master Your Life to the 10th Degree. He's also the president of the DeLowry Group. And David Dworsky, PhD. He is one of the smartest men I know. So I'm pretty excited about spending my morning with these guys. And if it's your first time tuning in, well, welcome. We are always trying to give you some ideas, some insights, some inspiration for better living. Daddy, a little bit happier, a little bit healthier. If you've got room for improvement in your life, the next hour, we're going to be able to help you out. But first, yourvivacity.ca health tip of the week. Okay, are you going to join me? We are going, my daughter and I, we made this commitment. We are going to go sugar-free for a week. I know, I have a headache just actually thinking about it. And yesterday I ate a whole entire package of one of those little foil-wrapped Easter eggs, so it really wasn't cool. So we decided that tomorrow morning we're going sugar-free for a week. So why don't you join me? Why don't you join us? And maybe we can help support each other. If a week sounds like too long, maybe we could just start with 24 hours. Maybe we could just do it 24 hours like 7 times and see how we do. So find me on Facebook, Stephanie Staples, and let's help each other out. See if we can be a little bit healthier in the sugar department for this week. So welcome to the studio, Glenn Damon, president of the DeLowry Group. Lots of cool things going on over there. And the author of, I'm holding it in my hand, Master Your Life to the 10th Degree. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So probably the first question you're going to wonder about me, you're going to say, did you read the book? Go ahead.
Did you read the book?
My authors always wonder, like, and I really try hard to read the book. Not only did I read your book, but this is very special. You should be incredibly honored. I read the book out loud to my husband.
Fantastic.
I know. Are you impressed with that?
I'm very impressed with that. I don't know if he'd be that impressed with hearing my stuff.
It was a joint decision. We read a little bit every night, and it was, you know, we'd never actually kind of done that with a personal growth book before. So I think it's something that we would do more often. And he, you know, stayed awake the entire time, which he also did during the ballet, which was great, you know.
That's great. How did you get through the Canadian Food Guide? Reading that out loud must have been exciting.
I admit we did skip that part. But nonetheless, there was lots of super interesting, juicy information in there, not just about your own personal life, but about relationships, about business life. You've got a pretty cool way of laying it all out there. So tell us about life in the 10th degree life.
You know, it's real simple. Everything I do is simple. I always joke with people. I don't have any special education at all. I'm just a local Manitoba boy, and it's got to be easy for me to do it. And that's the key, right? It's got to be simple. There's nothing that you really have to. You don't have to have any special skills to live a 10th degree life. All you have to do is be dedicated to the masteries that are in the book, and if you stick by them and work like you said about the sugar free just a second ago there, right? If you can't do a week, start with one day, and you're better that day than you were the day before if that was what you're working towards. So yeah, it's just the simplicity of it. I think that works well, and I've been blessed enough to get calls, text, emails from people all over the place that say, Glenn, this is so simple, and I'm like, that's the point. It is.
Tell us what a 10th degree life is.
Well, as I say in the book, it's the masteries, right? So you have your physical, mental, emotional, professional, and relationship mastery. So I believe those are keys to life, and if you work within those, it doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, you know, if you're a police officer, if you're a public servant, or if you're an entrepreneur. I believe that if we take it and we just keep it basic and live in that world and foster great relationships with everybody we touch, it's amazing what can happen. And that's really that simple.
Cool. So you are asking people to give you something of their day.
Yes. 1 hour a day.
60 minutes.
60 minutes. Give us 60 minutes and we'll change how you live your life, and we'll change your results typically. And it's some unbelievable stories out there. And that's the biggest thing from the book. It's been all the hearing the stories that people say, Glenn, you'll never believe what this did. And it's always something new, and I love it.
So people are going to say, well, I don't have an extra 60 minutes. It's not, you don't know my life and my work, and I'm busy. Yeah,
everybody's busy.
Yes, everybody's busy. But 60 minutes. So what would you do? What do you advise people to do with their 60 minutes?
Well, as I said in the book, you break it down you know, everybody's got a little different. You know, I always say go 15 minutes or 20 minutes per thing. So if you're going to get some exercise, which is the popular one, nobody wants to go to the gym. So I say, don't go to the gym. You know, walk around your neighborhood, walk up and down the stairs in your house, do jumping jacks, anything. It's not a personally, you know, for each person, doesn't have to go to a personal trainer and get it right. All figured out. Just get that heart rate up. That heart rate, you know, makes the blood flow and the blood carries that oxygen, and oxygen is what gets us excited and gets us enthusiastic.
You know what one of my favorite things energy. Is physical wise is skipping rope. I have been like totally addicted to a skipping
Perfect.
Rope. Pack it in my travel bag for when I am on the road or whatever. And I don't know, there's something kind of childlike about it or whatever. And
you don't need a gym, right? You're just skipping rope. Perfect.
No, and it feels a little odd at first, but
for me, it's the hula hoop. When I bring the hula hoop on the plane, that's a little odd, but
I made my own hula hoop. If you walk in my front door, my hula hoop is there. I got that fancy duct tape around it.
Awesome.
And it's something childlike and fun about it, right? Which we're always trying to make exercise fun and not so drudgery.
Yes, so, just get active. It's not about mere muscles, right?
And
it's about just getting active.
When you have a hula hoop at your front door and people come in,
they ask questions.
Interesting things happen. And interesting, it's like you can't not pick it up. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
great. But the skipping rope, you know, it really gets your heart rate up.
Yes.
It doesn't take 5 minutes of that. My arms, I notice, are like, holy.
Well, imagine doing that for 20 minutes every day, skipping rope. Just do it 20 minutes every day and it'll change. And then, you know, 20 minutes will turn into 30 and 30 will turn into 35. And I have people say, you know, Glenn, I walked like one block and then it became two blocks. And then I started running the block and then it became running I'm running 20 minutes every morning and I feel so great. It gets me going. My metabolism fires up. It's great for weight loss. It's great for – there's so many great things about it. There's nothing negative.
And so whatever excuse people are going to pummel at you –
it doesn't work. No. It doesn't work. People say, well, I can't get up in the morning. I'm like, bummer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Then you do it at night. You know, the point is to do it. I suggest in the book that you start every day. And the reason I say that is there's a number of reasons. But the biggest one is it takes away the excuses. It's already done. You don't have to worry about, well, a friend asked me to go to the hockey game or wherever. It's already done.
If I don't do it in the morning, I spend the rest of the day talking myself out of doing it.
Exactly.
So it's just done.
I'll double workout tomorrow.
Right.
Pretty soon I owe myself 7 workouts.
Right.
You know, it's not good.
Kind of like the stop sign. I'll stop twice at the next one.
Yeah, that one works well.
Yeah, that didn't work so well. I got a ticket. Anyways, okay, so we got our first hour of the day, the first 15 minutes exercise, then?
Well, and you know, I always say mental mastery. People ask me, what's the mental mastery? You know what? I say reading. You know, that's great. We do so many things for our body. A lot of people are good at that, actually. They'll come up and go, oh, you know, I already go to the gym every day for, an hour. It was fantastic. So what are you doing for your attitude? Now, you could argue that physical mastery helps your attitude, and it does. Having said that, what are we putting in? And it goes back to what my grandma always says, you know what? Garbage in, garbage out. So we want to put good garbage in. I just joke, positive stuff, read it. And it makes a difference. If you read something positive every single day, like your book, Stephanie, and stuff like that, 15, 20 minutes a day, every single day while you're having a well-balanced breakfast, because I combine those two steps, you know what? It's amazing what'll happen. You have a different attitude when you leave your kitchen table if you did that. And you're taking on the world. So now you've got your blood rate or your blood flow, sorry, your heart rate's up. You've had a great shower. You're sitting downstairs. You're having a well-balanced diet, as we talk about in the book, breakfast. And then you're reading something positive, not the local news, not something positive that you can put in your head.
Yeah, lots of great things out there. We have nice short snippets, right? You don't have
Absolutely.
To commit to reading an 800-page.
No, you don't. It could just be quotes, positive quotes.
Absolutely. Back in a moment, we're on the air with Glenn Damon. Big shout out to TiberRiver.ca, 408 Academy, 1650 Keniston Crescent. What crescent? I don't think it's a crescent. It's a road. I don't know what it is. Anyways, right now I'm loving the lavender spray. Spray that on your pillow before bed and a good night's sleep. We're talking about being healthier and happier. I said to Glenn, what time did you get up this morning?
I was up at 4:20.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Typically, I'm up between 5 and 5:30.
Do you not need much sleep to exist?
No, I don't need much sleep to exist.
Well, that's a gift.
My ADD helps.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, enough about that. I want to welcome David Dvorsky to the show. PhD. He is seriously one of the smartest men I know. And I know you can't see him and you don't know him like I know him. But hopefully after our short time together, you'll come to love him as I do. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Stephanie, and thanks, Glenn.
Hey, he's in California, so he's speaking of getting up early. Thanks for doing this for us. Now, we were both in California together at the end of last month. My husband and I were going for a walk. I think it was afternoon. And I'm like, I see this guy in front of me, like, just barreling ahead. I said to Randy, that's David. He said, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. Okay, David, you're 78. This is impossible.
No, it's not. It's just getting older, that's all, and better.
Okay, we couldn't even keep up to you.
Oh, well, that's one of the things, you know, listening to the earlier part of the show with Glenn, one of the things I believe in is getting your body moving a couple of times every day so that your brain can function better also and you sleep better at night and you keep all the moving parts moving.
Yeah, well, you are in amazing shape and your mind is sharp as a tack. I was saying earlier, David sends me a lot of stuff to read, and everything he sends me go into a special file. I have a David file. It's like if he tells me to read this, I read this. So, and you're working active as ever?
Yep. Still doing it. Still moving, still traveling around and consulting and doing some writing and trying to be as useful as I can with what I know.
Yeah, you've been speaking at places from Labatt to Harvard and every place in between. What do you attribute the secret of your success to?
My secret of my success?
Probably your wife. Glenn, too. Yeah, probably his wife.
My wife is fond of saying that in a marriage, one of the two partners has to be an adult. And in our relationship, obviously, it's her. But I think it's curiosity. If you want to talk about living a good life and staying active, it's about really having an enormous curiosity about life and constantly learning and doing.
That's a great answer. Just a curiosity. So how do you put that curiosity into action?
I read a lot. I talk to folks a lot. I travel a lot. I spend some time alone thinking and asking a lot of questions of a lot of different people. When I'm traveling, I'm talking to everybody, and I'm reading everything I can. I'll go to a newsstand in an airport, and I'll buy magazines that are about stuff I don't know anything about and not good at necessarily, having to do with whether it's electronics and the Internet and high tech, which I know hardly anything about, but I'm constantly trying to learn and find out more, or business I don't know anything about. So I just buy a bunch of magazines, get on a plane and read them all, tear out the good articles and bring them home, and we keep doing it that way.
That's cool. It's funny you mentioned that. Just yesterday, Randy and I went into Chapters just for something to do, went to the magazine section, and we're just looking at all the incredible, eclectic blend of magazines. There's magazines about, you wouldn't even think there would be enough people to buy those five magazines. Mm-hmm. There is a magazine called Chickens. Like, it's about chickens.
That's it.
Chickens.
A lot of people growing chickens.
It was all I could do not to take a picture of the cover and just go like, really? There's enough people that buy magazines about chickens.
That's not that unbelievable. I come from rural Manitoba. There's
true.
A lot of chicken farmers out there that are probably subscribing to that.
I guess so. But it is interesting, like, just to see that and talk about curiosity, right? And we always, you know, we go to the same section in the bookstore. We go to pick up the same magazines. Like, what if we picked up something different once a month?
Oh, great point.
Right?
Great idea.
Okay, so Glenn was going, he was on to his second, I think you're on the third. We did the physical mastery, we did mental mastery.
So mental mastery was exactly like David's talking about with, you know, just reading lots of stuff. And I love that line, being curious and trying to learn new things and areas that we don't know. And the other thing I added in there was emotional mastery. And I think the reason that I talk about emotional mastery is every day we go out into the world and we're pretty much bombarded with negativity. I mean, it's just what it is. We talk about who got voted off last night on Survivor, who didn't make it on, you know, the greatest loser or the biggest loser, I guess it is, who got fired yesterday. Bob's not, you know, faithful to Susie. All the things that we want to hear, how bad the call was in the hockey game. It's negative, 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 negative all the time. And pretty soon we start thinking about, wow, what about my boss? What about work? How come I don't have more money? Why does this person not like me? All this stuff goes on. And, you know, we get bombarded with that, but we don't do anything to prepare for it. Most people, I shouldn't say no one, obviously, but with us, what I suggest to you is look at the positives in your life. And in my book, I talk about the white space, and the positives for me are my wife, my children, a great career, and that kind of stuff. I focus on that and I get ready for the negativity that's about to hit me.
I really like that picture. I'm trying to find it here in the book, but the visual with the three dots.
Yes.
So if you could describe that super quick.
Okay. The three dots. It's a circle with three dots in it. We can all do it on a piece of paper right now. And I say, what do you see? And most people say, I see three dots. I say, what about all that white space around the three dots? So the three dots are the things you're dealing with in life, the challenges.
Yep.
And the white space is all that is great in your life.
That's a great
focus
visual.
On the white space.
Great visual. We got to take a break. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. It's Stephanie Staples with the Your Life Unlimited quick tip of the week. Meaningful. What do you do every day that is meaningful to you? Sometimes we only realize that things are or were meaningful to us when we can't do them anymore due to injury, illness, circumstances. They may be simple things like being able to shop and cook for your family, having conversations with people you respect and care about, or even going to work. Imagine your life without those components in them. Do you feel a bit of a void? If so, this week I encourage you to pay special attention to the things that are meaningful to you. The mundane, the repetitive, and yes, sometimes even the annoying can become a little special when you realize that your life would not be the same without them there. Your Life Unlimited challenge to you this week is to notice what is meaningful to you, savor it, appreciate it, and enjoy it. Then figure out one way to get more meaningful things into your life. Sending a big shout out to First Impressions Hair and Skin.ca. They are a Nevada salon, and you know how fantastic you feel after you get your hair done. So check out Gwen and the ladies over there. And if you haven't been to a Mo Mondays yet, our next Mo Mondays is coming up on April the 13th. It's at the Majestic Metropolitan Theater. And we're going to do something different this time. We are going to be honoring early childhood educators. So we're going to make it a special event highlighting the folks that do that really challenging, important, and wonderful job. So if you have any early childhood educators in your life, if you want to maybe sponsor a table for your daycare group or something, that would be fantastic. And you can check out more information, momondays.com/Winnipeg or whatever city you are in, momondays.com. Inspiring, entertaining, motivating, and F-U-N, fun. And only $15 too. What else can you do on a Monday night for $15? I'm telling you. I'm in the studio with Glenn Damon. He's the author of Master Your Life to the 10th Degree, and David Dworsky, PhD. And the third time I'm going to say it, but I don't want it to go to your head. One of the smartest men I know, David. We were talking about, I know you disagree, but I'm going to ask Susan, your wife. I wonder if she thinks that.
I don't know. She sometimes says that my brain works like lightning. One brilliant flash and then it's gone.
We were talking about emotional mastery, and I think part of that is humor. We've had lots of chuckles already on the show here. David, where do you weigh in on the whole humor thing? I know you've got a very interesting sense of humor.
Well, I was lucky because early on in my career, I worked in the motion picture and television business, and I was in the comedy department at ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. I got to hang out with a lot of funny people. I don't think I'm funny myself, but I learned a lot from hanging out with the writers and directors and actors who were doing comedy shows for those many years, and it's kind of rubbed off, and all of them were healthy and long-lived, and they chuckled and laughed their way through work every single day, and I took that as something I ought to be doing, and I do.
You know what? I can see that in an upcoming book coming out of your fingertips there, all your years in Hollywood. What would be your one takeaway, one thing that would surprise listeners from Hollywood life?
Hollywood life. I think most of the thing I really took away from it all was it's all about stories. That movies and television are all about stories, and that's where it's the area I worked in, and it is about what's the story of your life? What story do you tell? What story do you want to tell? Or what story got forced on you early you're still believing in, and you would do well to
Yes, to never tell that story again. So amen, yeah. And thanks for the nice segue from Mo Mondays, because that is exactly what Mo Mondays is about. It's about people, people sharing their stories, and we have an eclectic blend from professional speakers to people who've never shared their story before. And once you hear people's stories, I just find, I'm so much less judgmental. I'm so much more understanding. You just like people more. You're mad at people less, and it really is a gift. So thank you for mentioning that. I want to tell something that David did that was really special last time I saw him. There were five of us. He said he was kind of in his decluttering mode, which I totally can get that, decluttering his office. And what he did is he brought a book for each of us. He wrapped it up all so nice and chose a book from his library that he thought would be important to each of us, which I thought was a beautiful gesture, David. I'd never seen anything like that done before.
Well, you're welcome. It was a nice way to decluttering, but I thought, each of you deserved a book, and I chose something special for each of the five of you.
Yeah, it was so meaningful because we were taking pictures of each other's covers. Okay, we want to read that one next and such. Anyway, the book that David chose for me was called QBQ, Question Behind the Question. And no great surprise, Glenn says, I have that book. Of course you do, Glenn. I suspect our libraries look very similar, the three of us. So anyway, the book is super interesting. I've already finished reading it, but it talks about incorrect questions. Nothing positive or productive comes from asking them. They're also the complete opposite of personal accountability. And that's a big thing about what we're all talking about. So, David, talk a little bit about this book and why you chose it for me, maybe. Do you think I need to ask different questions?
No, I didn't, but I thought you might be able to bring what's in the book to the classes you teach and the groups you speak to and so forth, because you get into a dead zone if you're asking the wrong question. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
Instead of asking questions that are appreciative about people, we go to what's wrong with things instead of what's right. Appreciative inquiry wins the day.
And there was, like, even simple things like when we ask a question like, when is this going to happen? It puts us in a different frame of mind, right?
Yep.
What, do you remember this book, Glenn?
You know what? I'd have to review it real quick. It's been a long time.
Anyways, there's no shortage of personal growth books out there. Grab one. Keep one in your car.
Well,
keep one.
Absolutely. Back to Mental Mastery, right?
Yeah. And Glenn's book also available at McNally.
Yes.
If you want to pick that up or online.
Online, yeah.
Excellent. The only guy I know this successful, no website.
Nope, no website.
No website. Okay.
It's not about the book, right? I wrote it for different reasons, but it wasn't about to sell a bunch of books. It's just being able to hand it to people, and when I speak, to have the books on hand, and that was really the reason behind it.
Yeah, cool. And I can't talk to these two guys without talking about personal relationships. I know both of you have really incredibly strong, supportive women in your lives, and you both work hard to make, it's not an accident that you have great relationships.
No, I think relationships, for me, and speaking personally, it's like anything else, and people cringe when I say this, but you know, it is work. It's not just going to come naturally all the time. There's a lot of natural components, but like anything in our lives, like our physical mastery, you have to work on it. You have to take care of your body. You have to, you know, pay attention to what you're doing. And it's the same thing in relationships. So keeping it, you know, I've been with my wife 25 years. I'm 43 years old. We've been together for 27, I think 26. She's probably listening. I'm in trouble for that now, but it's in 26 or 27 years and a long time. And you know what? Doing things daily, you know, every single day to make sure that you are telling the person that you love and that's important to you every single day in a different way, whether that's flowers, sticky notes,
mm-hmm. and
making coffee. I've got
here.
A list of them right in the book.
Worth.
Yeah, 30 days. Do this for 30
days. You don't even
days.
Have to think. You just have to
just follow the steps.
Yes.
No, and you know what? You don't have to be rich. And it's just your relationship needs to be rich, not your bank account.
Nice. How about you, David?
I agree with Glenn. We've been married, Susan and I, a little bit longer. We've been together 47 years. And the point is, you still have to keep the relationship alive. You have to be aware, considerate, and kind all the time, even after all these years together, when you think you know each other pretty well. And yet you still have to be alert and alive to changes as you age. But it's all part of a process.
Here's a question I ask. You know, people say they've been together X number of years. Personally, I think anybody can rack up a number of years. I'm not, like, wowed at the number of years. My question is, do you still like each other?
Yeah.
Right? Do you still like each other? And you still happy when you see each other's car in the driveway? Because if it's you see their car in the driveway and you're like, oh, crap, that's not a good sign. Right?
Yeah, it's nice. I was just telling Donna this the other day. It's nice when I look at my calendar and go, you know, I'm looking to make an excuse so I can be alone with Donna. I've been with her since I'm 17 years old. And I still feel that way. You know, it used to be cut classes.
Collective,
now I'm trying to cut through other things, right? But that's the truth. And you know what? You got to work on it. Like David said, I'm only partway to where he is, but I can only hope we get to that same point. And you know what? It's great. You got to work on it every day. Only the day you want to be happy is the day you want to work on it, right? It's my favorite line by somebody. I don't know who said it, but you'll love this, Stephanie. Said to me, only brush the teeth you want to keep. And I think about that. I only work on it on the days I want to be happy.
That's great. Only brush the teeth you want. It kind of makes me go ooh and ah at the same time. One of the things that we have done different since we read your book, Glenn, is that we've been asking this question at the end of the day. We've been asking the question, what was the best part of your day? And just lying in bed asking that question, and it makes you think, and what a nice way to go to sleep having that thought in your head.
Yeah, name the best part of your day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's been nice. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Welcome back to the show. If you like what you're hearing, you can find more at yourlifeunlimited.ca. Love, love, love to come and share some insights, ideas, and inspiration with you or your staff. Let me know how I can be of service to you. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and all those fun places. And, of course, live at Mo Mondays on April the 13th, momondays.com/Winnipeg for more information. Come with a team. Come by yourself. Just come. You know what? This inspiration, motivation thing, it's not a one-hit wonder. You need to keep continually re-inspiring, re-motivating, being around people that are positive and like-minded and want to raise you to the next level. And that's exactly what I want to talk about in our final segment, because both of these men are experts in doing this. Are you guys worried about what I'm going to say? I bet you are a little bit. I think I'm going to quote Glenn here. The greatest joy in life is elevating the person across from me. and David, I know you do this as well, is about bringing other people up to that level, right? So, Dave, Glenn, I'll let you address this one first.
Yeah, I think if everybody approached their day like, you know, how do I make a difference with that person I'm looking at, whether it's at the airport, in the mall, somebody I know very well or don't know at all, could be opening a door, but how do I affect that person across from me in a positive way? And if we all did that, I think we'd live in a different place. I really do.
Because so often we almost try and do the opposite, right? We want to push that person down to make us build ourselves up. And sometimes I wonder if like we don't even realize we're doing it, or people that have offended, or we don't even realize it, right?
No, because it's become culture.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
David, I mean, even something simple like what you did about choosing these books and giving these books to us, like to me, that was about that.
That's exactly what that is.
To the other level. So how do you do that, David, in your world?
I think the words are collaborate, don't isolate. When I gave books out to all of you, I was collaborating with you. You know, you've got to get away from this feeling that there's a scarcity out there, and you can join. Like Mo Mondays is a mutual learning collaborative for personal growth and personal understanding and so forth, and enlarging your sphere of influence in the world. Collaborate, don't isolate.
Yeah, that's a great one. David, you talk a lot about change and change management and handling change, and you talk about solution language. What's your brilliance around there?
Solution language doesn't come from me. It comes from Milton Erickson, an MD psychotherapist, a great note. And he's always talking about saying things in a positive way. Instead of talking about what's wrong with your life, you're saying things like, well, when I can get my overeating, for example, when I can stop eating, I'm going to look this way. Or when I, in the future, I'm closer to being wherever I want. You're looking at positive solutions all the time instead of framing your mental models as negative. This is wrong with me and I've got to fix this. But when I get this done, and as soon as this happens, I'm going to do that. But the point is, you've got to take action. You've got to do something. As Glenn is saying, you get to do something every day about it instead of wallowing in the slough of despond about your life.
David has the best language, the slough of despond. You should have your own. You should take over this show, David.
I'll leave it to you. You're doing fine.
Fantastic. Glenn also had a great line. Forever is not a word, it's a place. Forever is not a word, it's a place.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, Don and I, we talk about it all every day. And, well, seemingly almost every day. And what it is people just use it as a word. And I'm like, no. Forever is a place. It's where we are now. It's where it is tomorrow. It's forever. There's no end date. If you're going to truly mean that word, you know, it's a place. Forever is a place. And I'm going to love you forever or till I don't love you anymore. No, like forever means it's a place. That's somewhere we're going. It's forever.
I like it. It's cool. David, we talked a little bit about you're 78, you're full of vitality and energy and brilliance. Are you different from people your age, do you think? Is this normal or do you think you're an anomaly or what do you think?
No, I think there are classmates of mine from college, the class of 59, who are every bit as active, if not more so than I am, more productive than I am. Some have retired, but they've all got their brains about them and they're all still vital and making contributions to their communities. I think it's a matter of a mindset and how you decide to run your life as opposed to how you think your life is running you.
You think it's good luck or good genes or good planning or good... lifestyle?
You have to have a little bit of all of that. You got to have a good lifestyle. Healthy, as Glenn is saying, but it's also a little bit about genetics and a little bit about attitude and a little bit about taking care of yourself and staying curious.
Yes.
David, if I can add, I think attitude, see what your thoughts are on this, but I think attitude is a way bigger percentage of success, of health, of all those things than anybody gives it credit for. I think it's probably the biggest portion of that. Would you agree?
I agree. You got it.
So, Glenn, we had talked about that 60 minutes in the morning, physical, mental, emotional. We got to wrap it up, but...
Professional. And professional is simply whatever it is in your life that you're doing in your professional world, and that can be a home-based thing, is you got to have goals. You got to lay them out. That takes some time. But once you've got them laid out, I believe you should look at them every single day. It's not good enough to know where you are 8 months into a year, but every single day you can tell somebody where you're at and your goals.
Write them down, read them every day. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Well, I've been having a great time with my guests, Glenn Damon and David Dworsky. If you want to know more, I'm going to post all their links and such on the website, yourlifeunlimited.ca. You can listen to the podcast there as well if you missed part of the show. Glenn Damon, if there was only one thing you could let people know, what would that one thing be?
Live in the now, practice daily. Life has no dress rehearsals.
This is it.
This is it. Baby. You got one shot.
Yeah. Aren't we lucky? David Dworsky, if you could only tell people one thing, what would that one thing be?
My best wish for everybody is that they assume a future of abundance, not scarcity, and that they specialize so that they are unique. They don't generalize in their lives. Be unique. Don't be a pale Xerox copy of somebody else.
You heard it here first, folks. As usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited.